Welcome back, everyone. Who wants to hear my final thoughts? We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He decided to stick around for another segment, and I am so, so glad he did. Thanks so much, Congressman, for being here. Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about Derek Van Orten, Representative Van Orten. He has made a commitment to never cut the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. And because he was a beneficiary of it.
Why I played that song, Don't You Forget About Me. You got to call up his office and say, don't forget about me. Don't forget about yourself. You know, you said you wouldn't cut this.
The promises you made. Again, folks, and we'll put the numbers for every single Republican congressman. We'll include the Dems, too, but they're doing the right things. Every single Wisconsin state congressperson, as well as Ron Johnson's D.C. office phone number, we will put those in our show notes for today. You can always find those at civicmedia.us/shows. But if you happen to have a pen and paper ready, here's Van Orten's number. Give him a call, 202-225-5506. But Congressman, the representative ain't in D.C. and he ain't in Wisconsin. Where in the world is Van Orten?
From what I understand, and I only understand it because I think I followed his social media, is he's in Israel. And I know it's really warm there right now because I think, you know, a lot of people do go there in the February time period that we're in district supposed to be this week. But with everything going on in the country right now, how tone deaf is it to not be listening to your constituents who I know he's getting the calls. We've got record calls, 4,000 calls in a week, a couple weeks back. And for you just to ignore your constituents and not have a town hall and not have any kind of meetings with people. I've met with, you know, people on Medicaid. I've met with people at the UW who are afraid about seeing cuts on research. I've met with the Head Start program people, teachers, like you name it. We're going around doing my job. And, you know, one of the things is the Farmers Union invited Derek Van Orten, myself, and Democratic and Republican state representatives and state senators to a town hall, I guess, on Friday morning up in Chippewa Falls. And I'm going to be there. And I assumed Derek was going to be there, but I just found out that he turned a no in on his RSVP. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff right now happening to farmers in Wisconsin that needs to get out there. One, when they've devastated the USAID program, 99.9% of the food that we sent overseas was grown in Wisconsin. And I've heard from people in Wisconsin who are now who are selling to that program, who now are afraid that this can depress prices and they've lost a customer in doing this. There's proposed cuts for the USDA. There were 2,600 lines that were cut that first week, and then they said they rescinded it. Well, what they actually rescinded was an OMB memo making it clear as mud. But there's a whole bunch of lines in the Department of Agriculture, including rural broadband, the Dairy Business Innovation Program that helps dairy farmers get product to market, assistance to help get renewable energy, because don't forget, a lot of our corn and soy can also be ethanol, right? And that happens out of Wisconsin. All that's going to affect Wisconsin farmers, much less the immigration issue and help for farms, much less the fact we're a year and a half behind on a farm bill. And during all these important things that affect farmers in Wisconsin, Derek is probably swimming in the Dead Sea in Israel instead of talking to his constituents. So I hope that maybe he'll come back a little early and realize that this is something important if he does care about agriculture in his district. I'm going to be there. I'm driving 3 hours to be there, but I just hope he shows up.
Tell us again the where, the what, and the when so people can check out the comments and confirm Derek Van Orten's absence.
Yeah, it won't be a public event because it's for the Farmers Union. So members of the Farmers Union, they're having there, but media is invited. So I hope that maybe someone from Civic Media might be able to come to that. I think it's around 10 in the morning or 9:30. I'm going to look it up while we're talking here on Friday. But I think it's important because there are going to be Republicans from the legislature there as well. 9:30 in the morning in Chippewa Falls. So, you know, but this is important. I mean, I can show you right now. I'm in my office and radio, this doesn't work. But if you can see the wall, that's 600 lines of cuts. It's about a 8-foot by 12-foot part of my wall in my office. All the things that Republicans will cut in order to give Elon Musk a tax break. And when it comes to agriculture, by the time the farmers find out what's up, it'll be after it'll be the tax late. Bill is done, and it's going to be too late.
Folks, we're with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's introducing the Elon Act, but we've gone well beyond the discussion of Elon Musk's ethical conflict of interest and talking about the fundamental promises that Donald Trump, Derek Van Orten, and other Republicans have made to the farmers in Wisconsin, to good, hardworking middle-class families, the promises that they are now proposing to break, as well as breaking the back of the middle class in Wisconsin. I wanted to point this fact out. Elon Musk's wealth has nearly doubled since the election in November. The current estimates are northwards of $450 billion. I need to put this in perspective for people. If Elon Musk spent $10 million a day, every day, for the next 100 years, he would still have money left over to buy Twitter almost twice. He would have just shy of another $100 billion left. That is like blow the mind sort of thing. This is the scale of wealth that we're talking about. So let's be clear, Elon Musk does not need a stinking tax cut. Very briefly, the other thing, you mentioned all of the direct cuts that are being proposed that will hit farmers in Wisconsin as well. Mm-hmm. Let us not forget the idiotic tariff policy that Donald Trump is forwarding. We saw this in Act One. It devastated farmers, including farmers in Wisconsin. And what Donald Trump did was take nearly, $36 billion right out of our taxpayer pockets to help support those farmers. No such promises yet, just promises of tax cuts for Elon and his billionaire bro buddies. Last words to you, Congressman. Oh, we're not going to have time for him. I got 20 seconds left. How about a big thank you and an invitation to come back soon? Go ahead, sir.
All your members of Congress.
202-225-5506. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next.